Internet of Things may change the way the Postal Service does business, but not in the way it looks on the surface. The IoT may take the Postal Service beyond technology like real-time package tracking. Paola Piccinieri is Director of Global and Digital at the Office of Inspector General at the Postal Service. She explains how the technology is already helping organizations like the Postal Service.
The Internet of Things has already helped other infrastructure-rich organizations like the Postal Service improve the control over their assets and provide better services. So the objective of our report was to envision how the Internet of Things could be applied to the Postal Service.
And as I read the work that you and your colleagues did, my takeaway was not just how the Postal Service, how the IoT could impact Postal Service operations today, but how the Postal Service could or should leverage the Internet of Things to do things that maybe they're not even thinking about doing now. Am I on the right track there?
Yes, sure. So in the short time, the most benefits will be in achieving greater efficiency in postal operations. But in the future, the Internet of Things might enable the Postal Service to develop new products and services or even think about new business models. The Internet of Things today is in its very early stages. It's probably where the Internet was in the early 90s, where nobody could really imagine the progress of the Internet of the years. So in the future, the Internet of Postal Things could really open up opportunities for postal operators that we could not even imagine today.
So you have a term in this paper called the Internet of Postal Things, and you have some features where you believe the Postal Service and the market could benefit from that concept, the Internet of Postal Things. Give me a little definition of that as a subset of the Internet of Things in the first place, and then talk about those features that you write about here.
Yes. So the Internet of Postal Things could benefit the Postal Service in many ways. First of all, it will benefit the Postal Service vast physical network. Can you think of organization with more things than the Postal Service? Its vehicles, post offices, letterboxes, letter carriers can provide endless opportunities for interconnection and data collection. And second, it will benefit also its customers. Customers are demanding more and more data about their mail and packages. And the flow of information is becoming increasingly relevant to the flow of things. And finally, other government agencies, local governments, and private organizations could also benefit from the ability of the postal infrastructure to collect data. For example, sensors installed on postal vehicles could collect information on road conditions, gas leakages, internet signal that could help cities provide better services to citizens.
The connected mailbox concept that you and your team write about in this, I think, is interesting. I confess I'm a little bit of a postal geek, stamp collector, the whole deal. But the idea of a mailbox that's connected to all of those points is, I think, tremendously fascinating, and the potential usefulness, the value added to the customer on the other end of that. I mean, it's hard to imagine where that ends at this point in time, since we seem to just be at the beginning of the Internet of Things revolution, Paola.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely one of the 16 applications that we selected in collaboration with IBM. And the mailbox today is one of those postal objects that doesn't talk, meaning that it doesn't collect or communicate any data. But imagine a mailbox equipped with sensors. It could sign for parcel delivery, store the parcel securely, and notify the recipient of its arrival. So you see how much a mailbox equipped with sensors could actually do.
Another element of this that I enjoyed was the idea of smarter postal buildings. And your work says they would encompass systems to better manage energy usage, building security and safety, and reduce maintenance costs. How would smarter post offices and mail processing centers work? What are they? And how would they look different than post offices and mail processing centers do today? Maybe not physically, but operationally.
Smart post offices are about using sensors to improve the customer experience. For example, there are sensors called iBeacons that send push notifications to customers' mobile phones when they enter a retail location and allow them to complete part of their transaction on their mobile phone before even arriving at the window. And such a solution could help the Postal Service reduce waiting times at post office as well as save on labor costs. On the other hand, sorting centers are the facilities where the Postal Service processes mail and parcels, and sensors applied to the different processing equipment, such as pallets or sorting machines, will provide management with greater visibility of assets, location, and usage. So you can see how buildings with sensors could become much smarter than they are today.
You write in this paper, we suggest the Postal Service start experimenting with Internet of Things technologies to enhance, streamline, and modernize its business, as well as develop new business models to stay relevant in the digital age. Given where the Postal Service is fiscally and financially, is that potentially problematic, or is it possible that some of these IOPT, Internet of Postal Things, initiatives could be undertaken at pretty low costs in the test phase to see which ones really turn out, Paola?
Yes, it really depends on how you approach implementation. In the paper, because we are aware of the financial conditions of the Postal Service, we recommend a gradual approach based on piloting specific applications before implementing them on a large scale. And partnerships with the private sector, for example, can also help reduce implementation costs. The Postal Service doesn't have to develop everything internally.
The bottom line here is that there is a lot of potential for the Postal Service to save money with a bit of investment up front. What else should we know about what you would like to see the internet see the Postal Service do as far as approaching the Internet of Postal Things, Paola?
What we recommend in the paper is that the Postal Service start experimenting with this technology as a way to create efficiencies, innovate, and improve the business decision-making. The Postal Service is committed already to become a more data-driven organization, so we invite them to look at these technologies as a way to achieve these strategic objectives.